Hello and welcome to a very special Soul Talks. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope you're well. This is a special Soul Talks because I'm dedicating it to sharing my heart about someone who's really become very special to me. And I'm not sure she even fully understands how. This is a special shout out Soul Talks podcast to Winifred Ereyi. Sis, I had to do this. It was your birthday some days ago, I think. And I remember trying to sit down and compose a befitting message to send to you. And I was like, no. A message or a post will not do justice to what's in my heart concerning you. I've had people in my life. I have people in my life that have really shown me the heart of the Father. They genuinely care about me and all of that. And this is not taking anything away from them. But for you, Winifred, I had to do this. Because you stepped up and took a place in my life at a time when I needed people to stand by me and hold my hands and walk me through the darkness that was the time after Shirley passed away. And you just rallied. I mean, different people rallied, and I will forever be grateful to them. But not only did you rally, you continue to rally. Winifred, I'm going to take you down memory lane. Because, you know, I now see something amazing. It just dropped in my heart today as I prepare to do this. And it could only be the Holy Spirit that reminded me of this. I met you in secondary school, Winifred. Recall, I think we were bunkmates, actually. In Efunjoke 5, I believe. I may be wrong, but hey, I'm over 50. I get to be wrong about the details. Well, I think we were bunkmates. I remember us being bunkmates because I used to always be amazed by how dedicated you were, how diligent you were, and how you still went about secondary school life in spite of you had serious asthma. You used to have serious asthma. You always had your inhaler, I remember. And I used to just wonder how you were coping and all. But do you know what I remember the most about you from QC? And you're going to be blown away because it just dropped into my heart today, Winifred. When my mom brought Shirley to visit me in school. This was the first time I was seeing her after she had been born. I went home, she was born in September. I went home for Christmas, so I saw her. She was about 3 months old then. And then I went back to boarding house. And then I think one of the visiting days, my mom was coming to visit me. By now she was about maybe 6 months, 7 months, I don't recall, but she was the cutest baby of all. And I remember taking her from my mom and bringing her into the dormitory side and just feeling as proud as punch, you know, showing her off to all my friends. I brought her to the dorm. And I remember meeting you along the way. I don't know if you remember. You were walking, I think, around that, you know, the row of OB dormitories, the ground floor. You were there on that floor and you saw me with Shirley, and you actually took her from me. You took her from me and you carried her, you know, and you played with her and all of that. I think it's a stunning memory for me because of who you now are in my life as it pertains to Shirley's affairs and her foundation, and how you were there from the get-go, from when we were advocating for her, how you connected me to Sue when you knew we were trying to start a shelter, and how you've been one of the most consistent financial partners that we've had. In fact, you were the first person to set up a recurring donation on our global giving platform. You were the one who, when we're kicking off the foundation all the way in America, you organized a Zumba class. Do you remember? You put together souvenirs in Shirley's name. You know, you were advocating for her over there. Every chance you've gotten, you have gone out of your way to help us, you know, in a way that will allow Shirley's name and legacy through the work of the foundation to keep on getting bigger and bigger and delivering on what it will be set out to deliver from the get-go. And it just amazes me that it's like going back, that connection had already been made, because I can't sit here and say I remember anybody else who carried Shirley that day as a 6, 7, 8 month old baby back in QC. So for you to now be the one who is spearheading all that you do in our favor, telling people about us, campaigning for us, supporting me, encouraging me behind the scenes. People don't know, or they see what you do, you know, in out there in the public, but they don't know how much more you do behind the scenes. I am so grateful to you, Winifred. So this is a special happy birthday shout out to you. You're just a force of nature. The way you trying to get all of us to live our fullest lives, all of us who are members of the Girl Force movement, you know, helping us in our different endeavors, connecting us. Oh, wow. I'm really grateful to you. And I just could not figure out a better way to say thank you than to send you this happy birthday shout out. No, I am lost for words almost, but I hope that in some way I've conveyed, you know, my heart for you in this season. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for showing us that we can come out of our dark places and, you know, bring purpose out of our challenges, our painful places. Thank you for demonstrating the strength of a strong mom, you know, rooting for her children. You root for everybody, you know. I don't even know how you do it, but I'm really grateful to you. And so I say thank you through this special Soul Talks. I am grateful that you're a big part of my journey. Thank you for being a true sister pillar. Thank you for everything you do in the Girl Force movement, trying to get us all to be our best versions of ourselves. I don't know what else to say, but thank you so, so much. And happy, 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 happy birthday. And I pray that that little sliver of memory that I just shared, that it blesses you as much as it blessed me when I remembered it. God bless you all the days of your life. Have a happy birthday week and a happy birthday weekend. And yeah, happy birthday, Winifred. God bless you. God bless you. Sorry for any background noise or any of that. I've just been moving up and down. And all. So that's why. Well, thank you so much, Winifred. God bless you.